Tim, Bruce just said in the interview room that you should feel good about this one because of what we gave the team after the second inning. Do you?
I mean, you got to feel good after the team wins, you know, especially coming back from the hole I put them in there in that second inning. So, you know, obviously feeling good about that. But, you know, going back to the chalkboard after every start and, you know, just going into refining mode and trying to fix the errors, I guess you can say. And I guess that second inning really was a doozy for me. So eliminating the walks, you know, just becoming more competitive probably would have made that inning a lot easier for me.
Did you take anything out of it, though, that you were able to correct that second inning so quickly?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, after that, after giving up those five runs, you know, just trying to settle in and just try to, you know, be competitive and, you know, battle and stay out there as long as I could. So that was what I was trying to do those last four innings.
Frustrating walking the pitcher, especially.
Yeah, twice. Yeah, it can be really frustrating. But like I said, you know, try to work to get those out of there. And, you know, pitcher should be outs. If not a sacrifice spot, you know. But, yeah, I just, like I said, I put that on myself, and I made it a lot harder for myself than I needed to.
Did your rhythm just desert you? Or?
Yeah, that second inning was just kind of erratic, and after that kind of just settled down, and everything else kind of seemed to fall into place.
It's easier, is it, for you? You talk about going back to the chalkboard, but be able to do it after the team wins as opposed to...
Yeah, I mean, always, you know, you always got to, you know, whether it's all positives, which is rare right now, but like I said, you just try to fix all those rough edges and, you know, smooth everything out and make everything feel good before you go out there again.
Do you feel like your stamina's getting better?
Yeah, I felt fine out there. I didn't feel like I was fatiguing at all throughout the game.
That was one thing that Coach Sheet said. You kind of came into the season behind just because of the spring training and the blister. I mean, do you feel like that's even an issue? And not the blister, but that you're behind, you're just where you need to be?
Yeah, I think I'm where I need to be as far as, you know, stamina-wise. But, I mean, I can still get better at, you know, locating my pitches and, you know, erasing those five-run innings, obviously. You know, I could have done better at limiting that damage.
There were times last year, especially early, where, you know, you'd have innings like that, but it just didn't seem like, I mean, it didn't seem like you were close. It seems maybe like, you know, just...
Yeah, I mean, like I said, if you erase the, you know, the walks where, you know, I'm putting the trouble on myself and I'm creating that problem, you know, just throw to contact a little bit more and just think about throwing strikes and down in the zone, then you kind of eliminate all that other kind of stuff that can get away from you, I think.
What encouraged you to strike out seven strikeouts? Is that a sign that the stuff...
I mean, I wasn't really thinking about that. I think the big thing was what I was thinking about was that second inning and trying to, you know, come down here next time and erase something like that.